Hello, hello. My name is Roderick, and welcome to There's Been Growth, the Capsule Podcast. So before we get into why we're here, I just want to take a second to introduce myself. My name is Roderick. Everybody calls me Rod. I love Rod, which, fun fact, my granddad's name was Rod. Shout out to him. And it was interesting because, you know, prior to him passing, I would never allow people to call me Rod. But now that he's passed and he's no longer with us, I do embrace Rod as, you know, a homage to him. You know, that's why, a little tidbit as to why people call me Rod, but my name is Roderick. But just a little bit to introduce myself, I am a 6'4", Black with a capital B, gay, R&B loving, true crime documentary loving, Black in tech, plant daddy. But I think the most important thing to me and the reason why I'm here creating this space, the reason why you are here, and thank you for being here, is that I'm really intentional about mental health, especially in the Black and queer communities. And I think to layer on top of that, I'm also an advocate of sharing and honestly sharing from a place of vulnerability. You know, I know you've probably seen it on posts and in different videos, but, you know, we are a lot more alike than we think. When we consider, you know, intersectionalities, being Black, being queer, you know, it's not a coincidence that a lot of the experiences that shape who we are formed through our experiences. But all too often, way too often, we don't share those experiences by fear of shame, which is something that people for some reason want to perpetuate and keep up and keep going in this year of 2024, or, you know, for whatever reason they have to not want to potentially share. But the truth of that is that, you know, from sharing those experiences, people can truly feel seen. They can learn, they can grow, or even they can heal. You know, there are many experiences that might affect the communities that we may be a part of that can be life-altering or life-shattering. And a lot of times, even for me, there's been certain circumstances that have felt like, you know, honestly, the end of the road. And, you know, if I would have had someone that would just open up, talk about their experiences, you know, it would have been a lot easier for me to go through some of the experiences that I have gone through. So that takes us here, you know, in this space. I have had this idea for, oh my God, for like years. I've had it in different forms. I've dreamed about it. I've started, I've scrapped it. I've let fear get in the way, and it just has never happened. But, you know, ironically, I turned 30 soon, and the last 3 years have been a roller coaster for me. And honestly, some of the darkest times that I've ever experienced in my almost 30 years of living. But the, I guess what you could say is the silver lining of that, or the sweet spot that I can find in that, is that, you know, it really has given me a better informed perspective. It has allowed me to be able to create healthier habits and coping skills. And it really has just made me a bad bitch, honestly. Like, it really has just, like, leveled me up. Like, I'm not thankful for the darkness, but I will say, you know, I do think that it did its big one in terms of, like, making me feel better than I've ever felt, look better than I've ever looked, and really just be on my shit more than I really have ever been. And so, you know, back to my point about vulnerability and sharing, I want to share that. You know, as I turn 30 in a month or so, this feels like something that's right. It feels like a combination of all the times I started, all the times I stopped. But, you know, those versions of myself, I can look back and say, probably wasn't ready, probably did not have a lot to say, or compared to now, a lot to say that would really resonate or could truly potentially help people. Now I feel led. Now I feel like this is the right time. And so here we are. You know, I think it's something to be said about getting out of your own way. You know, the reason why this hasn't happened, one of the reasons was, you know, I couldn't get out of my own way, whether it be lack of confidence, fear, or what have you. I just could not pull myself to actually do this. I felt that it was safer to just exist and not, you know, put art or create or put my feelings and or this project out. But through talking to my therapist, shout out to her, you know, I've realized that the things that I want in this life are potentially on the other side of doing the things that I truly want to do just because I want to do them. And so, you know, that makes this project feel honestly like everything to me, because it really is telling myself that beyond all the fears I have, I believe in my ability. I believe in the value of what I have to share. And that's what the fuck I'm going to do. That is why this project is my baby. I don't honestly have another season, quote unquote, planned. This is really meant to cement, you know, my last few years and all the learnings and things that I have learned approaching 30 and put it out into the world so that others can learn, potentially grow from it, or it can resonate with those that it resonates with. I like the idea of capsule podcast or subject specific podcasts that really center around a idea or, you know, a culminating event or a big transition. And I feel like that is more personal and it feels more right to me. I've never been one to just want to create for the sake of saying I created. I want it to have purpose. I want to feel led by it. And I want it to be right. You know, I feel like connecting those things to a body of art is what really lets it resonate with people. Case in point, I, you know, follow this podcaster or content creator or creator in general named Hindsight. And something when I was, you know, trying to figure out what this podcast could look like, what I was going to do or how it could be set up, his setup really inspired me because, you know, it's not that there's an episode every day on his podcast or a set consistent schedule. It's more so posting when he feels led. And so, you know, from that, it really got me thinking that, you know, hey, instead of not getting started and feeling paralyzed by, okay, what's the rollout? What's the next season? Like, I gotta plan it out a good ways down the road before I get it out. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm very centered on what I want to talk about in this space, and that's what I'm going to do. So yeah, you know, I really, really hope that, you know, the idea of this resonates with you. I hope that you really find gems, you know, take what you want or you can and leave the rest. I know all of this will not resonate with everyone. My point in this is I'm doing this for me in hopes that it will resonate with all of you. That is my sincerest hope. So during this podcast, as I mentioned, I want to look at things that I see as pillars to me approaching or turning 30. Just a sneak peek of what we're going to dive into. Mental health, for sure. One example being when I tell people that I've been in therapy for 7 years, they think that I'm very mentally disturbed. That is something that we're going to cover in this podcast. Boundaries. How many of us have them? Boundaries. We'll be talking about that. Shame. I see a lot of discourse about bring back shame. But most of y'all have these values, don't even know where they came from. So shut up. We'll talk about career success. A big tenet of my dark years for the past 3 years has been trying to get to a healthy place with my career. So we will definitely talk about that. Sexuality, being Black, being gay can be very difficult. We're going to dive into growing up Black and gay, that what that journey looked like for me, what it felt like for me, and what I've learned because of it. Should be very interesting. Friends. Definitely gonna cover my perspective on friendships because it definitely has shifted over the years, for sure. To the point earlier about the fact that I've been in therapy for 7 years and people think I'm deeply mentally disturbed. Yeah, we're gonna get into that really deeply. I'm gonna talk about mental health in the Black community. It's gonna be really cool because I'm gonna try to connect you to some really cool resources and some things that I think can be helpful as it relates to mental health. So that's the things we're going to get into for the podcast. Very excited. I spent a lot of time trying to think about how I could organize this in a way that really made sense and that could resonate. I keep saying resonate, but I really do want this project to resonate with you all. So something else that I really also want to introduce into this space or this podcast is resources things that I found that were helpful along my journey, whether that be readings from queer artists, poets, whether it be things that I wrote, things that I think resources that I might have gotten from my therapist or therapist throughout the years, something to just really try and enhance the content or the things that I'll be discussing here. For the first episode, who better than me? I wrote something actually in the gym / sauna as I was kind of reflecting on turning 30 and this podcast. So for the end of this episode, the first episode, I'm going to be reading that to you all. So here we go. The theme for my birthday last year was coming home. It's not ironic to me what I've been through the last few years, also being the last years of my 20s. As grown as I am, I found myself coming back to the most simple forms of joy. Exploring all the things that were wiped away by force or by trauma. Finding me and who I am supposed to be. I'm not perfect, but I've worked hard to get here. I sometimes wonder if the joy I feel is worth all the sorrow I felt, but I realize I'd never be here without it. I'm proud of me for truly taking these things as lessons. Feeling my emotions and learning how to apply moving forward, because honestly, the weight could have easily buried me alive. I fully realize now that life won't always be easy, but as I center myself more and more, I become more aligned with or intentional with my resilience and my strength. What really matters to me? I've been meditating on the concept that life is going to fuck with us all. And the unfortunate part of that is that it's easy to feel like someone is doing something to us instead of experiencing life in the best way they can. And we happen to be affected. Flipping the perspective, not leading with anger, but putting myself in other shoes, lending just a fraction of the grace I've learned to lend to myself because we truly do all deserve it. Realizing that beyond quantity of friends, do I really like the people around me? Longevity can easily mean nothing. I do have some disclaimers that I just kind of wanted to get out the way. So I'm not a therapist or a mental health professional. These are my experiences. It is my hope that something will resonate with you, but I will also be encouraging seeking mental health professionals and seeking counseling, therapy throughout this podcast. I am not that. Okay. I'm not here to argue any points made. Again, these are things that I know for sure. You know, growth and different perspectives are on the other side of this for me. But this is my perspective and how I am and where I feel and what I've experienced to this point. I reference experiences in my life throughout this project. I don't mention names or identifying characteristics. In other words, it's not directed, so don't respect it. Period. My hope in that is that in you listening, you can find something helpful and it resonates with you, like I said. Hope it sparks conversation and thought. My intention in this is positive and aligned with where I feel I am in life at this point. Thank you for being here. I have some things to say. Let's go.